是我的母亲。
This morning, I'd like to study with you the words of our Lord Jesus when he said, "Who is my mother?"
对我们来讲，这是一个很简单的问题。
To us, it's a simple question.
但是当主耶稣问这个问题，就让我们来思想信仰带给我们对家庭的影响。
But when the Lord Jesus poses questions to us, it makes us think about the impact of faith on our family.
我们来看马可福音第三章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章。
Mark chapter
3. 三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十二节。
And verse 32.Mark chapter 3 verse 31. Then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside they sent to him, calling him. 32. And the multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you."
这里讲主耶稣的母亲、弟兄、来站在主耶稣在讲道理这个外面。
Jesus' brothers and mothers came, standing outside, calling him.
那这个就是我们一般所说的家庭。
And this is the so-called family.
家庭有爸爸，有妈妈，有兄弟姐妹。
In a family, there is usually a father, a mother, and brothers and sisters.
那家庭是我们一生当中最亲密的关系。
And in our life, our family is the closest to us.
所以家庭能够团聚，常常带给我们很大的快乐。
So when our family members get together, it brings us a lot of happiness.
那家庭的人蒙恩典，带给我们极大的喜乐。
And when our family members are blessed by God, we are also very joyful for them.
那有时候家庭有一个人受苦，也好像我们自己在受苦。
And when a member in the family suffers, it is as if we ourselves are suffering.
所以家庭好像是一个很亲密，我们一生当中的一个。单位
So the family and us become a very closely knit unit.
那在三十二节
Verse 32.
有许多人在耶稣的周围坐着。
A multitude was sitting around Jesus.
所以很显然，这许多人就不是主耶稣的家庭里面的一份子。
Apparently, these multitude, these people in the multitude were not part of Jesus' immediate family.
所以他们就告诉耶稣说，看啊，你的母亲、你的兄弟在外面找你。
And they said to Jesus, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you."
也就是说，你的家人在外面找你。
In other words, your family is outside looking for you.
结果主耶稣在三十三节就问了一个问题。
And then in verse 33, the Lord Jesus asked the question. Verse 33, but he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?"
为什么主耶稣这样问呢？
Why does Jesus ask this question?
因为一般这不是问题啊。
For most people, this is not a question you need to ask.
因为外面在找你就是你的母亲、兄弟、姐妹，说这个就是你的家人嘛。
Because if your family is already outside seeking for you, then that is obviously your family.
但是当主耶稣说谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟，用问号就是要让我们再来想一次。
But when the Lord Jesus asks, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" He is making us think about something.
一个最普通的问题，经过主耶稣一问，要让我们来想深的一点。
Just a very simple question, when it is posed by our Lord Jesus, makes us think again.
结果三十四节主耶稣就给答案了。
And the Lord Jesus gives the answer in verse 34.
我们看三十四节。
Verse 34, and he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers."
三十五节。
35, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother.
这个三十四节主耶稣观看周围坐的人。
In verse 34, the Lord Jesus looked around in a circle at those who sat about him.
主耶稣不是看那个在外面那个他的母亲兄弟姐妹讲话。
When he said these words, he wasn't looking at the family members that was standing outside waiting for him.
他是看周围所有的人。
Instead, he was looking at those who sat about him.
说看我的母亲，我的兄弟。
And he said, here are my mother and my brothers.
所以他的视线就引导大家来看周围这些人。
Because Jesus' line of sight directed the people to look at the people around him.
我的母亲，我的兄弟。
These are my mother and my brothers.
所以为什么主耶稣会这样讲？
Why did the Lord Jesus say this?
所以三十五节就是一个新的定义。
In verse 35, we see a redefinition.
遵行神旨意的就是我的弟兄姐妹跟我的母亲。
For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother.
这个遵行神的旨意就是神国里面的一份子。
Those who do the will of God are members of God's kingdom.
在神的国里面的人就是我的兄弟母亲弟兄姐妹。
Those who do the will of God are in the kingdom of God and are therefore my mother and brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣在这里把家庭往外扩大。
Here the Lord Jesus has expanded the boundaries of the family.
所以我们教会的弟兄姐妹称作弟兄姐妹。
And for the same reason, we call each other in the church brothers and sisters.
为什么我们本来不是家庭的，变成弟兄姐妹？
Why is it that we have become brothers and sisters, even though we were not born into the same family?
因为我们接受信仰之后，我们有一个共同的父亲。
This is because after we have received the faith, we now have one father.
当我们跪下来念祷告文，我们在天上的父。
When we kneel down and say the Lord's Prayer, we say our Father who are in heaven.
这个天上的父就是我们所拜的神。
This Father in heaven is the God we worship.
所以在共同一个父亲之下，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
And since we all have the same Father, we are therefore brothers and sisters.
所以我们信主耶稣以后，
Therefore, after we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
在教会里面的弟兄姐妹，凡是跟我们母亲年纪一样的，都变成好像是我们的母亲。
We treat those brothers and sisters in the church who are the same age as our mothers, like our very own mothers.
所以我们在家庭里面怎么来尊敬我们家里面的母亲，我们在教会里面就是这样来尊敬他们。
Just as we honor our mothers at home, likewise at church, we honor those who are in the same age as our mothers.
那反过来看也是一样。
And the same is true in the reverse.
有时候有的人说，我年纪大真的很孤单。
Some people say I feel very lonely because I'm old now.
特别是如果没有孩子的，或者孩子已经在很远地方的人。
Especially people who don't have children or whose children live far away.
但是当我们在神的国里面，
But if we're in the kingdom of God,
有时候在教会里面跟我们的孩子年纪差不多，都变成我们自己的孩子。
And everybody in church who's in the same age group as our children, is like our own.
那这个家庭一定要有爱。
And a family must have love.
没有爱就不是家庭。
A family without love is not a true family.
所以这个家庭可能是四星级的旅馆。
Even though your home may be a four-star hotel.
五星级的旅馆。
Or a five-star hotel.
但是有了爱，它就真的会很吸引人。
But it is love that makes the family attractive.
所以教会既然弟兄姐妹、父母兄弟都是成为大家庭，那这个里面需要有爱。
And in order for the, since the church is our parents, our mothers, and our brothers and sisters, then we need to fill this church with love.
那这个爱就是主耶稣的爱。
And this love is the love of our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣把我们每一个人结合在一起，好像是一个大家庭。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has bound all of us together as a family.
因此我们每一个礼拜六安息日来到教会就是一个大家庭的团契。
Every Saturday when we come to church to worship, we gather as a large family, as a fellowship of large family.
来到教会是很喜乐的。
So, coming to church becomes something very joyful.
如果我们被神的爱充满。
This is provided that we are all filled with God's love.
就好像我们自己的家人聚在一起，这是很快乐的。
It is as if we are gathering with our own families. It's something very joyful.
那我们来看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章,
Philippians chapter 1,
第八节,
verse 8. Philippians chapter 1, verse 8. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里讲, 我有耶稣基督的心肠来切切想念你们众人。 好, 这里讲, 耶稣基督的心肠,
the affection of Jesus Christ.
就是从主耶稣里来的爱。
This is talking about the love that comes from our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗很想念腓立比教会的信徒。
Paul greatly longs for the believers in Philippi.
这个是他在宣道旅程开拓的一个教会。
This is one of the churches that he pioneered during his missionary journeys.
他被神的爱充满，就很想念他们。
Because Paul was filled with God's love, he longed for them greatly.
所以第三节, 我想念你们, 我就感谢神。
Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第四节,
4,
为众你们祈求, 常常是欢欢喜喜的。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy.
那这一种充满着感谢, 充满着喜乐, 就是因为爱把他们连在一起。
So this love that brings joy as well as unite all the brothers and sisters.
如果缺乏基督的爱，就不会想念，想起来也不会很高兴。
But if the love of Christ is absent, then we would not long for each other, and even when we do remember each other, we would not be filled with joy.
但是因为充满着爱，所以感觉就不一样。
But because we are filled with Jesus' love, we will feel very different.
所以这个是我们建设教会的一个目标。
This is the goal of establishing our church.
家庭要像教会。
That the church becomes, that the family becomes like a church.
有主耶稣为我们的主。
That our Lord Jesus is the Lord of our family.
有主耶稣的同在。
That the Lord Jesus is in our family.
那教会要像家庭。
And the church should be like a family.
充满着主耶稣的爱。
It should be filled with Jesus' love.
在主的爱里面, 我们看见很喜乐。
And in the love of our Lord Jesus, we rejoice at meeting one another.
没有看见会很想念。
And when we do not, when we're not together, we will long for each other.
如果我们有这样的感觉, 我们就已经心里被神的爱充满。
When we have those feelings, that means we have we are filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
那这个就是我们信仰努力的目标。
And this should be the goal of our faith.
所以每一个礼拜是大家庭的团契。
So every Sabbath, every week should be like a family reunion.
有哪一个信徒蒙福得到 神大的恩典, 我们大家觉得很高兴。
If a believer has received a wonderful blessing from God, all of us rejoice with them.
有哪一个信徒遇到困难,
If a believer is in suffering,
我们大家来关心。
All of us show our care.
我们大家来代祷。
All of us pray for that person.
这样在爱里面, 互相来关心, 在爱里面互相来享受神赐给我们的恩典。
In the love of Jesus Christ, we show concern for one another and share the blessings from our Lord Jesus.
那我们会发现我们一个礼拜最喜乐的一天就是来到充满爱的大家庭。
Then we'll realize that the most joyful day of the week is when we come together as a family.
事实上有时候我们信耶稣久了之后常常会有一个感觉。
After believing in the Lord Jesus for a long time, we may feel this way.
就是教会弟兄姊妹的关系有时候比自己的家人更亲。
That oftentimes the relationship between brothers and sisters in the church seem to be even more deeper or closer than that of our family members.
因为有时候我们自己的家人如果有没有信仰的。
Because some of our family members may still be unbelievers.
那虽然我们也爱他们，因为这是骨肉。
But we do love them because they are our flesh and blood.
但是就缺乏一种共同的信仰，所以就还觉得好像不是同一个国。
But when we do not share a common faith, it feels as if we're not the same members of the same country or nation.
所以有时候当我们真的进到信仰里面，我们觉得这个家人还是有一个隔阂在里面，那个就是我们的信仰。
And so even though they are our family members, we still feel some kind of divide, and that divide is our faith.
所以有一天如果我们全家都信主,
but if one day our entire family believes in the Lord,
我们就会发现这个家人的关系更上一层楼, 更亲,
then that will make our relationship with the family even deeper and closer.
因为不但有肉体的爱, 还有主耶稣的爱在我们中间。
Because now, not only will we have love in the flesh, we will also have the love of our Lord Jesus Christ among us. This is something we need to work on in our faith.
那在主耶稣的一生里面, 还有提到几次他的家庭的关系。
And the Bible mentions a few times the relationship between the Lord Jesus and his immediate family.
我们先来看, 路加福音18章,
Please turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的18章,
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音18章的28节,
Verse 28. Luke 18 verse 28. Then Peter said, See, we have left all and followed you.
29节,
29. So he said to them, Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God.
30.
Who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life.
这个28节, 彼得说, 我们已经憋下所有跟从你了。
In verse 28, Peter said, See, we have left all and followed you.
这憋下所有是什么?
What does he mean by leaving all?
如果29节, 主耶稣就解释, 为神的国憋下房屋妻子弟兄姐妹儿女。
In verse 29, Jesus explains what Peter meant was leaving house or parents or brothers or wife or children.
这个憋下好像是一种损失。
For the sake of the kingdom of God. This seems to be a sacrifice.
但是到30节,
but if we read verse 30,
在今世得百倍,
we see that such will receive many times more in this present time.
彼得曾经抓了两船的鱼,
Peter had once caught two boatfuls of fish.
他真的了解这一个, 在他船上的就是救主耶稣。
And through that, he recognized the one who was in his boat was the Lord and the Savior.
所以当主耶稣呼召他, 来,我要叫你得人如得鱼。
So when Jesus called him and said, come, follow me, I will make you fishers of men.
主耶稣就把, 彼得就把那个船全部撇下来,
Peter left,
鱼都撇下来。
Peter left his boats as well as all the fish he had caught.
当然也离开了, 他的父母亲了。
And of course, he also left behind his parents.
所以在28节, 我已经撇下所有跟从你。
So in verse 28, he was able to say, We have left all and followed you.
但这里说, 你要今世得百病。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said, they will receive many more times in this present time.
真的彼得得到百倍吗?
Did Peter receive many more times?
如果我们在《使徒行传》里面看彼得被抓到监牢里面过关,
If we read the accounts in Acts, we see how Peter was imprisoned.
忽然地大震动,
there came a sudden earthquake.
脚镣手扣都松了,
the chains and the fetters all fell apart.
监牢的门也开了,
and the prison doors were open.
彼得到外面去啊, 他想想, 那我到谁的家去呢?
And Peter went out and wondered where to whose house he should go.
他就想到玛利亚的家。
Then he remembered Mary's house.
结果到了玛利亚的家的时候, 还好多人都在那边祷告。
And when he arrived, many people were praying there.
那些人在祷告什么?
What were they praying about?
就是为彼得在祷告。
They were praying for Peter.
因为他现在在侍奉神。
Because Peter was serving God.
这些爱神的人都会爱神的工人。
And those who love God would love God's workers.
所以他被下到监牢, 大家帮他祷告。
That's why when Peter had been landed in prison, everyone prayed for him.
你现在看到, 如果我们遇到困难, 整个教会都帮我们祷告, 我们不是很幸福吗?
Imagine in our difficult times, the entire church prays for us. Isn't that a great blessing?
那跟我们父母一样年纪的, 其实他在帮我们祷告, 就好像爱儿子一样。
And those who are of the same age as our parents, when they pray for us, it is as if they treat us like their children.
那些跟我们兄弟姐妹一样年纪的，当他为我们祷告，就好像我们自己的兄弟姐妹。
When people of our same age pray for us, it is as if our brothers and sisters pray for us.
所以我们真的得百倍，在教会里面得百倍。
So in that sense, we have received many times more in the church.
有时候我们出来当传道。
As full-time preachers,
我觉得我们有很多的家庭。
We may feel that we don't have a lot of family members.
我们到每一个教会去，那个传道房就是我们的房间。
And whenever we visit a local church, we just stay in the pastor's room.
所以虽然不是挂我们的名字，但是好像你失去了自己的家，你还有很多的家。
So on the surface, we may have seemed to sacrifice our time with family, but we've actually gained much in everywhere.
所以主耶稣的话就是要让我们来思想，在神的国怎么建设一个更好更大的大家庭。
So the words of our Lord Jesus make us reflect how we can establish a greater and more beautiful family.
但是要让这个关系持续下去，有时候要付代价。
But in order to persist in this relationship, we sometimes have to pay a price.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音的第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太第十章三十三十五节。
Matthew 10:35 For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
36.
And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. 37. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. 38. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. 39. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
这个圣经里面讲哦，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
Here the Bible tells us that one's enemy can be the members of his household.
有的人就讲，哇，信耶稣信到家里人变仇人，这个耶稣不能信。
Some people may comment, what kind of faith is this that your own family members become your enemy?
但是这个到底是怎么一回事？
So what is Jesus talking about here?
39节。
Verse 39.
得着生命要丧失生命。
He who finds his life will lose it.
要丧失生命，要得着生命。
And he who loses his life will find it.
也就是我们的信仰有个优先顺序。
In other words, there needs to be a priority in our faith.
所以我们要把主耶稣摆在最重要。
We need to put Jesus in the first place.
因此如果我们的父母是反对我们的信仰。
If our parents are opposed to our faith,
我们要坚持我们的信仰。
We need to insist on our faith.
因为天父比我们的父母还大。
Because our Heavenly Father is greater than our parents.
那不是说我们把父母当敌人。
It is not to say that we regard our own parents as enemy.
而是因为信仰不同。
But because of difference of faith.
在他们看起来我们好像不是同国的人。
Our parents may think of us of having not being of the same kingdom.
但是我们对父母的爱还是没有改变。
But our love for our parents doesn't change.
要继续为他们祷告，带领他们的信仰。
We are to continue to pray for them and to guide their faith.
那有一天他们信主了。
One day when they believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们在主里面又亲上加亲，成为一个大家庭的一份子。
Then we'll become even closer to each other because we have become members of Christ's household.
我们看约翰福音第十九章。
Please turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
27节。
Verse 27. John 19:27. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
主耶稣在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus was on the cross.
他对门徒说，看你的母亲。
He said to his disciple, Behold your mother.
他把看顾母亲的责任交代了他的门徒。
He entrusted the responsibility of caring for his mother to this disciple.
所以他人生的最后一口气，他所关心的是他的母亲。
Before Jesus drew his last breath, his greatest concern in this world was to care for his mother.
所以主耶稣是一个孝顺的孩子。
So our Lord Jesus was a good son.
虽然他讲了很多话被人误会，但是其实他是充满神的爱。
Even though people mistook his words misunderstood his words, he was actually a very loving son.
所以今天我们要效法主耶稣，就是要孝顺我们的父母。So
today, one way to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ is to honor and be filial to our parents.
要努力让教会成为大家庭。
And let us work hard to make this church one big family.
让我们真的能够享受在教会里面的爱跟温暖。
That we may all enjoy the love and the warmth in the church.
我们来唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn.
218.